We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
On day two of the strike by Chicago teachers and staff, progress is reported at the bargaining table, but both sides say they are still quite a bit of distance between them, and WBBM's Mike Krauser has the latest.
So stay strong, sisters and brothers. We're winning.
CTU President Jesse Sharkey spoke to union members picketing outside Juarez High School and said they want as short a strike as possible, but said it's up to the mayor to come up with resources, meaning money, to increase staff and decrease class sizes.
Because what we do every day in these schools is hard. Conditions in our buildings are hard. And what we really want is an improvement in our working conditions.
No, the fact is there is no more money, period.
Mayor Lightfoot later said the ball is in the union's court.
What they say isn't necessarily the realities. Keep in mind, CPS is just on the other side of the line from insolvency.
The mayor said she wants 10 hours of negotiations 7 days a week until a deal is reached. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The CTA is expected to announce this morning that some of its busiest bus routes will get priority zones.
The Lightfoot administration is devoting $20 million to seven new bus priority zones. The project from the Transportation Department and CTA will attempt to eliminate slow zones in congested areas, like those along Halsted, Western, Pulaski, 63rd, Chicago Avenue, Belmont, and 79th Street. Mass Transit advocates say Chicago is far behind other cities, dedicating only 4 miles to bus lanes, while New York has 20 times that amount. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The number of potential casino developers in Waukegan has been cut to three.
The Waukegan City Council had four casino developers looking for approval last night, but only one, Pottawatomie Casino, did not advance. Full House Resorts, North Point Casino, and Rivers Casino did advance. According to the Lake County News Sun, the Illinois Gaming Board will now further vet the three that got the City Council blessing. Pottawatomie had been rated last among the four by an independent consultant. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Plans are being unveiled for a casino and entertainment complex in South Suburban Calumet City. The $275 million complex called Southland Live Casino will be built on a 28-acre site, that is, near Macy's, near 159th and Torrance. In addition to the casino and music venue, plans also call for development of a 200-room hotel. The University of Illinois at Chicago is getting a $1.7 million grant to study lead and other household health hazards. The funds will support two different projects. One will focus on lead in drinking water of homes that use private wells for drinking water, and the other is a pilot program in Galesburg where homes built before 1978 will be evaluated for lead risks. A new study by researchers at Northwestern University finds people who sleep on it actually might solve a problem better than if they hadn't. The researchers say the study provides important information about processing during sleep and may explain why people sometimes solve a problem better after taking a break. The Chicago Police Board is firing an officer who shot and killed two people 4 years ago. Officer Robert Rialmo says he fired at 19-year-old Quintonio LeGreer because LeGreer was swinging a baseball bat at him. Rialmo's shots killed LeGreer and neighbor Betty Jones. Police Board President Gihan Foreman says
Officer Rialmo had an obligation to re-examine his options in light of the presence of Ms. Jones and take all reasonable precautions to avoid shooting her, as all officers have an obligation to act in a manner to protect innocent persons around them.
38th Ward Alderman Nicholas Pizzotto knows Rialmo and criticized the board's decision.
Bobby dedicated his life to our country, to the city, served as a Marine for years, served as a police officer on the West Side. Can't believe your decision.
Fraternal Order of Police President Kevin Graham also criticized the decision, saying it tells Chicago police officers they don't have the right to defend themselves. Striking members of the Chicago Teachers Union are getting support for their stomachs.
It turns out there can be tasty benefits to a strike. Several Chicago restaurants are offering discounts to teachers who have left the classroom behind for the picket line. Westtown Bakery is offering teachers a 20% discount on food and drinks. Every child that strolls into Band of Bohemia with a CPS teacher will receive a free cake ball with a purchase. And Eater Chicago reports Farm Bar and Farmhouse Tavern are offering striking teachers a discounted tab. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.